Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of the day you might be listening. This is your podcast of More Gold Investors, and we welcome you. We thank you for joining us. I am your co-host, Lakeisha Naidira, and joining me.
Is your other co-host, Aja Yassir. What up, everybody?
What's up? What's up? So today we have a special guest, and we are super excited to have this guest on with us. This queen here, she is all about the business of investing. And as you all know, More Gold Investors podcast, we give you golden opportunities, opportunities that will last you a lifetime because it's all about being able to build wealth, leaving legacies, and give you something golden. And golden opportunities is what it is that we're giving you today. So we want to introduce and bring on our sister, our queen. This sister, her name is Shawn. Shawn, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Queen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are more than welcome. We thank you for being on the show. Now, Shawn has a very extensive background, very impressive. But I really thought Shawn Crosby would be really a perfect person to have on this show because you know us, we're always talking about opportunities and ways that we can increase value, build wealth, and what a more perfect person. Or we really couldn't find a more perfect person to talk about this subject with us because Sean is about the business of doing that. So right now you have on the call or on this line three queens who are all about the business of entrepreneurship. Sean has a very extensive background as a serial entrepreneur. Would that be fair to call you a serial entrepreneur, Sean?
Absolutely, Queen. Absolutely.
And Sean is going to share more about what it is that she does. And so go right ahead, Queen. I just want you to tell us a little bit about who you are and just some of your entrepreneurial serialship. I don't even know if that's a word, but we make stuff up all the time here on More Gold Investors because, you know, we're queens and we got it like that. We create the dictionary as we go along.
Absolutely, Queen. Absolutely. That's what's up. I'm with you on that. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited. Excuse me for, I've never been on a podcast before, so this is new to me. I have never even listened to a podcast, so you guys are introducing me to a whole new world that I'm excited about. Once I started telling my partners about it, they was like, "Oh yeah, I'm on Oprah podcast. Oh yeah, I'm on Joel Osteen podcast." I'm like, "Well, I've been sleeping under a rock or,
Well,
on
you
the
know
other
what?
side of the world making money."
That's the thing, Sean. That's probably why you may not necessarily know of many of them because you're out there creating your own golden opportunities, you know, by creating wealth. So tell us a little bit about that. But like I said, go back and tell us really about your start and how you got started as an entrepreneur and what led you to where you are right now. Our listeners would love to know.
Okay, my name is Sean Crosby. I am a retired stylist of 25 years, a salon owner of 15 years. I'm also the CEO of Yahweh More Miracle Oil, which is a growth stimulating oil that helps pretty much restore men, women, and children's hair, eyebrows, eyelashes, edges, bald spots, male pattern baldness. It's doing very well. It's an all natural product that I'm very proud of. I'm also an executive mentor and trader and an ambassador of David Wills, which is a big investor into the crypto world. I want to slow down a little bit because I'm like jumping the gun, but I retired from a stylist and a salon owner last year. And what led me to that was I ran into a situation in my life where I ended up, in a separation of my marriage. And it unfortunately affected my kids in a major way. So in order for me to keep my business going, in order for me to continue on and live and keep a roof over our head, I had to pull my son out of private school and pull my son from college out of state. And so that really, that really made me feel some kind of way about the entrepreneurship that I was currently in. And honestly, it may sound like a fluke or whatever, but I really just took a time and just cried out to God because I felt like I was recreating a cycle of my parents. The reason why I couldn't go to school was because of them and their, you know, whatever they was going through at the time. And so I started thinking like I became an entrepreneur to create a freedom for my children. And I wasn't able to do that because I had a hiccup. So my prayer was to God, was like, God, I'm almost 40, you know, 43 years old. And, you know, I'm clicking curling knives at 3-4 o'clock in the morning and I can't keep my kids in school. So that led me to cry out to him to ask him, how am I supposed to leave an inheritance to my children? Like, I really went into the word and I really went into really charging him to what he said he was going to give us as far as being a lender and not the borrower. And honestly, when I got to the point that one time when it was time to get that income tax check, and I'm just going to be 100 with y'all, like real, like
we keep it real on here, Sean, so we want you to. Strike 100, 200.
You know, when I got the income tax tab, it was time for me to, you know, go and pay some of that debt off. And I was like, nah, I got to go and multiply my money some kind of way. It was just something that I needed to do. So I mentioned it to a couple of friends and, you know, they grudgingly introduced me to the crypto world. And I say grudgingly because they kind of gave me the information, but they just kind of told me I was on my own. So I built myself up to a millionaire in crypto world, and that was self-taught. And so right now, I have positioned myself to be a banker in the crypto world. So I'm super excited about that. When I got introduced to the crypto world, it also introduced me to lending, loans, and trading and investments. So while I'm in it, you know, I started asking God to change the circle of friends of mine, and he did. And I was the only one in my circle that was really making anything or really having any property or real estate or whatever. And, you know, I started studying the law of attraction, and I'm like, you know, okay, I got to change this. So I started, you know, entertaining other people that had more than what I had. And that introduced me to the Forex and crypto world. And so now I'm so excited to have been chosen by David Wills, who have cracked the code of crypto. And I want to dial it back a little bit, because I know Forex, crypto, and all of that is probably like a foreign language to you guys or many. But Forex is just really just taking one currency and exchanging it for the next. Have you, any of you ladies, ever left the country and had to take their U.S. dollar and change it for maybe, you know, a New Zealand or peso or anything else like that?
Yes. Yes.
All the time. I used to live overseas, so that's what I did on a regular basis.
Awesome. So you guys know that market is very strong, and it's been around since the beginning of the world, and it never goes away. It never crashes. So I've been fortunate enough to get upon an educational platform named IML, and IML has helped me with the basic, intermediate, and also advanced knowledge to the point where I'm able now. I hold classes and trainings and mentorships in the Forex and crypto world for every week to teach others how to go in from their cell phone and multiply their money in a $7.3 trillion a day industry.
$7.3 trillion a day industry.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm, yes.
A day. So I'm excited because I've been into real estate. You know, I have a couple of properties, and then when it get bad, when it go down, you know, you losing. And I've never been able I've never known of a market where you can win whether the market goes up or down. And so that's the advantage that we have right now as investors of the Forex and crypto market. So when oil goes up, we go up and we buy. And when oil goes down, we sell. And we make money regardless of which way the market goes. And so I'm super excited about it because I asked God to, if he blessed my trades, if he put the supernatural on my trades, I would teach the community. And when I did that, oh my God, my team grew so large. Right. And I mean, It's such amazing, it's amazing movement that has happened and taken place, because now I'm on the West Side and I'm teaching people. I'm pretty much changing the trajectory of lives, because this is a skill set that you can pretty much teach your kids. Our 9 year olds are trading. Our 13 year olds are trading. One of our biggest biggest money maker is 18 years old. He's in the colleges and teaching people how to just really invest your money and multiply. So right now, I'm currently, and this is what we've been doing for the last couple of days, is we're taking people that has a little bit of $50 in their brokerage account, and over 120 days, we're multiplying it up into at least $12,000 from $50. So I'm super excited about it.
I'm going to have to just stop. I'm just going to have to interject, because see, I know that I got listeners out here who losing their freaking mind, okay? They're listening to you and they're like, okay, is she on something? This can't be real. So I just want to make sure, just on behalf of my listeners, and Aja, you know, help us sister out. I just need to make sure that everything that I heard you say is what you said.
Okay.
You didn't say something about some trillions, and then you didn't talk about, you know, taking fish and loaves of bread and multiplying it. Hey, listen, for the listeners, did I hear you say something about taking $50 and within 120 days being able to multiply that to 12,000 or
12,800?
Okay, I just want to make sure, Sean, because, you know, for the more gold listeners that's out here, you know, we believe in definitely keeping it raw, but I just have to make sure that what I heard you say is what you said. So I'm just giving you an opportunity to correct me if I'm wrong.
No
and
problem.
If I'm right, then you just bear witness that I am right. So go right on ahead.
Yes, that's true, Queen. It's no gimmick. It's no plan. It's really just an educational platform where it's just a skill set where we're teaching you how to trade one currency for the next. And also, it's a $5.3 trillion a day, but the crypto world make it $7.3 trillion a day. Many people don't know, and they're not aware of Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is happening. It's a digital currency that is taking the world by storm. Currently, right now, only 1% of the world is invested in this coin, but you currently buy real estate with crypto, and you can buy Subway with crypto. I'm super excited about crypto too, because last year, right now, current crypto is about $6,000. It is on the exchange. So that is one of my strongest points, is because I exchange crypto. So say, for instance, a couple days ago, I entered into the crypto market and I invested 92 cents. And I came out with right about $1,600 in about 2 hours.
You better shut your mouth, Sean.
Yes. So, I mean, it's so amazing. It's really like, it took me a while to really come out and start sharing with our people. But like, my mentors are so beautiful. Like, they want everybody to win. And $7.3 trillion a day, my mentor makes multiple six figures a month trading in the crypto world. And I have been fortunate enough to be chosen out of 4,000 people. He has chosen 12 of us to teach Chicago. We're all over the world right now, but we will be creating 1,000 traders by 2019, by the end of 2019. So I'm on assignment. I'm excited because now we can help with the community. We can help with violence. We can help with, you know, people being able to have a vision. This is the first time I've been an entrepreneur for 25 years. So that means I've been introduced to several type of entrepreneurships. So let me just say it like that. Mm-hmm. And this is the only one that I'm able to see where I can leave an inheritance to my children. And I'm able to create and be able to, the visions that I have about my hat line and my coat line and all of that, I can go, and I'm right now creating them the funds to be able to fund my future and some of the dreams that I always wanted to do. And I'm excited because, you know, real estate is something that I wanted to do as well, but I know it can hit hard. And so right now what I learned is in between my sales or my closings, I could pretty much take time out and just go into the market and make money in between those. So again, right now we got so many projects where we are working on, you know, helping especially our young men, because we really want to teach them how to fish so they can eat for a lifetime. That's why our people are perishing, because they don't have a vision. And it used to be so much money to get into the stock market, but now I could show somebody how to take $50, and if they got patience and learning skill, that they can multiply their money multiple times all of for a whole year. Like, this compound interest is amazing. If anybody know anything about compound interest, that's all we doing. We building money on top of money. And at the end of the day, the only thing conversation that we having is about money and multiplying it.
Now, you know what?
Sean, I do have a question. I'm sorry, Lakeisha, were you saying something?
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Sean, I do have a question. I want to go back to what you were saying in the beginning. Let's talk about the struggles of entrepreneurship and what you were going through when you had the salon. Because right now, entrepreneurship is something that people see as sexy. And it's not always sexy. So I want to go deep into what the struggles of your life were as an entrepreneur. You say you were clicking curling irons at 3 o'clock in the morning. Take us there.
So, okay. I owned a salon of eight styling chairs and for 15 years. And I ended up in that industry by default. Again, when I say, you know, it bothered me big time because my kids had to come home. I had to make a decision on my profession based off what was available to me, not based off what I thought I wanted to do.
Mm.
So I became a salon. I became a stylist by default and a salon owner by default. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for that experience. It has definitely helped me get to where I needed to go. And it was good to me. And at the same time, you know, it had a lot of negative downfalls. And, you know, first of all, you got to work with people. And in the salon industry, you know, I probably get bashed about it, but you know, our women in particularly, it's a lot of self-hate, and it's not a lot of showing or helping. And that's what I love about what I'm doing right now, is because everybody gets to eat. Where before, you know, if I asked, you know, my stylist to show me how to create a braid, you know, she just like, I'm not gonna help you do that, you know. I don't really want to grade my own report card, but I think I'm a very nice looking young lady, and unfortunately that could be a blessing and a curse. And so and then I'm young, but I've also been under some major training. So not only being young and bringing in older women that are not happy with themselves, you know, they tend to have, you know, they needed me, but, you know, at the same time, they envied me. And it just got to a point where it wasn't fun no more. And I created that world for me to go to work every day and be okay with going to work. And, you know, it just got treacherous from them taking your clients to them taking your husband. So I have stories from the inside out. That I don't really want to get into, because
look, you didn't already set them off for it. Now I had to actually go back to clicking the curl knives, and you didn't went from clicking the curl knives to taking your husband to taking your clients. But at the same time, what we do understand is entrepreneurship, as Aja mentioned, people look at it as it being sexy.
Yeah, you know what? It is sexy because, you know, first of all, you got to have courage to jump out there and do something different and be a business owner. So it is sexy. It has its negative and its, you know, I'm still an entrepreneur. I still love it. But you have to continue to be innovative, creative. You know, you got to keep yourself, you got to self-motivate. Every day, all day. Like, you can't take your energy, that whatever happened to you that day, into your clients, because you got multiple bosses. You don't have just one boss being an entrepreneur. Everybody that's your customer is your boss, and you have to keep them happy. So you got to be balanced in order for everything else to be balanced in the entrepreneur world.
You said something really interesting earlier about the people in your circle. And, you know, Jim Rohn has said it, a lot of people have said it. You are the sum of the five people you hang around. Sean, how did you go about building your tribe of people?
Which ones?
The tribe that you have right now.
You know what? I had to go into a sabbatical. I had to really step back and really learn myself through personal development and try to understand why was I attracting the people that I was attracting and how to attract the other ones. And it was a process. I know we would not be able to do it in this call, but I took some time. I went to the school of ministry to help me with the personal development. People feel like I went to the school of ministry to be a pastor or any of that. I know it was the really break generational curses and change my mindset of things. So with that being said, my pastor always said, you know, law of attraction, you know, if you look around in your circle of friends, if you're the one that's making the most money or the smartest one, then you're going to be down there where they're going to be. Hmm. And I started seeing a lot of immoral things in the relationships because I value 30 and 40 year relationships. That's something I should have been holding on to. And my mindset was, I didn't need no new friends. Well, I got a rude awakening as we gotten, you know, as you get older, of course, you know, you grow apart from people and it's okay to separate yourself or whatever. But I held on enough to get burnt in major ways from girlfriends. And that made me change my prayer because I love entertaining people. I like talking to people. I love being an entrepreneur. And I did not want that to change, you know, how I thought about people. So I fell back. I took a step back from everybody. And I started praying and asking God to entertain me, put me in certain circles. So I went to networking events, you know, with people that I thought was doing some things. I put myself in arenas of areas with people that I thought that I wanted to be like. And, you know, started grabbing mentorship, if that makes sense. And that led me to a whole new circle of friends, a circle of relationships. And then also, instead of me being angry with people and in the past and what happened, I decided to be that friend. I decided to be that leadership. I decided to be that mentor that I would have liked my friends, my mentors, my family, my friends to be with a new group of people that are now, man, I mean, just blessing everything, every move that I make at this moment. So I had to understand also, and it's going to hurt a little bit because, you know, family is just blood. And many of us get attached to family and friends and past relationships because it's blood and we know them for a long period of time. But it's a tough pill to swallow when you realize you have outgrown those people and they don't want what you want and you can't make them want what you want. So you got to go where the people that want what you want are getting it. Putting yourself going where the money is being made, going where the money is being spent. Equating yourself with those type of people, and I can honestly say I'm walking around with some millionaires, and it was all about deliberately, you know, intentionally putting myself in those places.
Wow, Sean, you really have said so much. And you've spoken a lot of wisdom, you know, just in these few moments that we've had you here, and when I think back on some of the things that you were saying, you know, when you talked about generational wealth and leaving the legacy, and then you also talked about some of the experience and the people that you keep, you know, within your circle, and you mentioned the law of attraction and even just helping with the community. With all those things that you mentioned, what would you say is the one thing that inspires you the most to do what it is that you do? Now, I know you mentioned, you know, about your children and leaving a legacy. But just as an entrepreneur for the 25 plus years that you've been out here, pretty much doing business, and not necessarily a 9-to-5, but really creating wealth, you know, from the boots or from the ground up. What is the one thing that you would say has inspired you the most and that keeps you pushing to do what you do?
I'm going to say two things inspire me the most. The first thing is my children. I come from alcoholic, drug, violence background. I pretty much have breaking generational curses. And so I know that, and I owe it to my kids to be the best that I could be. And so they are my most inspiration. They instead of my mom waiting on me to make it, I'm supposed to make it for them. And so that was my biggest inspiration. My second inspiration is being introduced to the Forex market and the crypto market and the family of my Trade Nation. The mentorship. Whew, sorry.
Yes.
I've never had nobody to say, I'm going to show you how I made these six figures. Just follow my lead. I didn't even ask. Like, I've been chosen so many times just being and putting myself in a position. And they said, the only thing I asked you to do is go back and show the next person. That's my heart. That's my desire. I love to see people win. I want to see people win. I often sit back and practice the emotions of my testimonies of my students that come to my class every week on how it's going to change, how it has changed the trajectory of their financial future. And so my vision is to create leave an inheritance to my children's children. And I also desire to duplicate myself, because many men and women are not thinking further than jobs or the next day. They're not creating life for their future. You know, like, they don't, people die without life insurance. Like, they there's no plans. And so I want to help create people, help to create a bigger vision to help people to see, or at least try to create a broader vision for them live, for their lives. Most people are not even imagining being anywhere other than the block. And yeah. So I want to help them, because somebody taught me about how to have a vision, how to see myself further than where I am currently or whatever is going on in my current life. And so, that's like my biggest motivation. This $7.3 trillion a day industry, everybody can eat if they learn this skill set. And that's what I'm excited about, because I couldn't do that in the hair industry. I went and got my teacher's license, but they were, I mean, the energy in that industry was just something that I couldn't survive in. I didn't want to survive in, because it you had to be like them or they was going to take you out. So, you know, I felt like I owed it to my children to be the best. And right now, you know, being connected to the largest financial market in the world, outside of real estate, you know, it's allowed me a platform to where, like, last 2 weeks we had a I don't know if you guys know Pastor Miller. He has a JML center where he does a lot of training and so on and so forth. We just did a training over there to really help the community, West Side. We digging into the West Side, helping educating these people on how to just sit at home. The people don't want to go to work no more. And these new kids, they definitely don't want to go to work no more. So this is definitely one of my biggest inspirations, because I am handheld by six-figure earners on every aspect of this just for the asking, and they want to put Chicago on the map and they want to use me to do it. So that is, I mean, for everybody to win, and it, I mean, that's a winner.
Yeah.
Sean, how do you suggest real estate investors diversify their portfolios? I know you mentioned you do Forex and crypto. What does a good, healthy portfolio look like to you?
That's a good question. I'm going to do my best to answer it because I don't have a full portfolio for real estate. I ended up selling most of my stuff or in divorce, foreclosed on. So right now I currently just have my home. But for myself, what I have for real estate is that you need to be educated, first of all, on digital currency, because that is the way that most people are that invest in it are going to be able to buy. They're going to be looking to buy their property. So you need to know how digital currency works. You need to know how to accept it as a currency. That's going to make you more marketable because, you know, with the money and the finances that's growing, that is what people are going to be looking for, is to be able to at least make a purchase with a vehicle, some of their biggest projects, vehicles, businesses, to be able to at least have your real estate investor or your real estate agent to know something about cryptocurrency, which is Bitcoin, which is the major piece. And it's about 15,000 other coins, 1,500 other coins that follow it. But that's the new money. And that is also a way of, you know, not having to pay a lot of taxes. Also a way of getting your property, your vehicles at a 40 to 50% less than US dollar purchase.
Let's go into that. How will Bitcoin revolutionize the real estate industry? Let's go into what you just said about the discount, because I know a lot of our investors want to learn about that.
Repeat that one more time for me.
I said, how will Bitcoin revolutionize the real estate industry? You just stated that you can purchase real estate at a discount. I know our listeners want to learn more about that.
Well, because Bitcoin value is so much more than a U.S. dollar, you may be asking for $100,000 in U.S. dollars, but it's not going to be the same amount in Bitcoin. So with that being said, as far as real estate investors accepting Bitcoin, they better off taking Bitcoin. They have a more return on their investment on digital currency versus the U.S. dollar, because U.S. dollar is pretty much dwindling down in the value. So real estate, you know, even if it's a discount on the U.S. dollar end, it still can be a great asset for the realtor to accept digital currency, because their money will continue to multiply as digital currency continues to rise.
Okay.
Wow. You know, this conversation is so golden. And I use that word not lightly at all, because, you know, as you know, the name of this podcast is More Gold Investors, where we're constantly providing golden opportunities. So, and then you're talking about Bitcoin, and, you know, we talking about more gold. So
and in the Forex market, I trade gold. I just traded gold, and I probably made about a couple hundred today on gold alone. On trading it, and it sold, and then it bought, and I bought, and I sold, and I made money coming and going on gold.
You know, it's funny, Sean, as you're talking, I'm just reminded, as we were starting off this conversation, you know, you were clicking on that computer, you know, making money. So how often would you say you are interacting, you know, with technology on a daily basis, pooling in money or investing or trading? And, you know, how much time would you say you spend per day?
Well, making money, I trade about 2 hours a day. But because I am totally invested in it, I have a team of about 60, 65 people. So I have today, I took some time to take 2 hours of some of my newest investors, and I entered the market with them to help them fund their accounts and bring their accounts up. So my hours is different times, but as far as making money on personally, maybe 2 hours a day. But the rest of the day, I'm learning and I'm educating.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, earlier you mentioned something. I just want to make sure that for our listening audience that they caught that, because I caught it. But you said, I believe it was in this conversation, that you're retired. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I'm retired.
Are you retired? Now, what does that mean exactly for you to be? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? Because
I'm 44. I'll be
40.
45 May 20th, 2019.
So, 44 years old, entrepreneur who has been a stylist and a salon owner, pretty much has been an entrepreneur all of your adult life, most of it
1992.
since 1992. And now here in 2018, approaching 2019, you're telling me that you're retired. Now, for people who cannot conceptualize or understand what that means and what that looks like, tell us about some of the freedom that comes along with being retired. This is a two-part question. I want you to tell us about the freedom that comes along with that. Because I really would challenge you to say that you're retired. Because
Okay.
I would challenge you. Now, not
I'm
necessarily.
retired as a salon owner and a stylist.
Okay. Because I was going to say, because you have decided to hang up one hat, because Sean wears hats, beautiful hats all the time. So she's just traded one hat for another hat. So as I
Right.
said, this is a two-part question. Tell our community, tell our listeners, about that freedom that comes along with hanging up that hat of entrepreneurship and picking up another one, or retirement as you call it. But also, you mentioned something earlier, and here at More Gold Investors, we talk about this all the time. We talk about mindset all the time, because we understand the importance of having the right kind of mind and the right kind of thinking to be able to be successful. So talk to us about those two things.
Okay, so dial it back for the slow people. You gotta ask me one question at a time right here. Okay, so the first question was, for the most part, you want to know
The
some of
freedom. Tell us about the freedom that comes
the
along
freedom
with
that I have that comes along
being
with this
retired.
is first of all, if I don't have to take my kids to school, I wake up when I get ready to.
All right.
That's so beautiful. The other part is that I'm able to dictate my day, not according to nobody else, but according to how I need to move it. It's not contingent on anybody else's schedule. It also it allows me, my kid, my baby he's a great swimmer in karate. I'm able to now, instead of missing the karate, missing swimming, missing all of the activities, I'm able to be there on time. I mean, I make my own day. I create my own economy. I mean, really, literally, I
You
create my
created
own
your own
economy.
economy? Because
Yeah.
hey, now that sounds very nice right there. I create my own economy. I need to make sure I quote you in the next thing that I post. I create my own economy. Well, damn. Go ahead.
So, did I answer that question a little
Oh
bit?
yeah, you've answered it. You,
Okay.
if you're creating your own economy, you pretty much have answered the freedom part.
Okay, cool. And the next one was one more, we'll bring it back to me one more time.
Sure. We were talking about mindset. I was just mentioning that with More Gold Investors, we talk a lot about mindset because we do understand the importance with thinking and how you have to think in order to be successful. So I just wanted you to kind of touch on the importance of that in your world and what you've seen as it relates to the way in which we think to bring about what we need.
Well, I think the biggest thing about the mindset is, one, we don't imagine enough. We don't imagine big enough. We don't dream big enough. We don't take time to think about what it would feel like if we was making $100,000 in 30 days. And people don't understand the power of the imagination and aligning your emotions up with the desires of your heart. And for me, personal development was a big deal, meaning I had to face a lot of things with myself, challenge myself on certain things, but I wanted to get there. And so the mindset, poor means passing over opportunities repeatedly. Poor does not mean how much money you got in your bank account. It just means that you have limited yourself to how many opportunities that's been presented to you. And I decided to, if I'm introduced to something, to look a little bit, be a little bit more open-minded. Because right now, a lot of us is praying to God for a financial breakthrough or the wealth transfer, but we picking and choosing how he sent it to us. And so when I say picking and choosing, it's like, nah, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm offering you a skill set that you could teach your children in grade school. Well, they ain't even got to worry about college, you know, to leave an inheritance from just this market that we was never as we. And I'm not prejudiced, but I'm going to have to say, as African-Americans in the stock, you needed a whole lot of money to get in the stock exchange. And if that stock went down, you lost money. So you had to be able to hand it on both ends. So with this, you know, with whatever you got, if you take the opportunity to learn, I mean, it's the opportunity is limitless. And so the mindset is that our people always think things are too good to be true, or always think that, yeah, I got to look a little deeper. But they didn't investigate the job that they got involved in.
Hello.
And so for me, I said, whatever, when God showed me, even though I was the negative introduction that I got about crypto, I could have gotten my feelings about that, but I didn't. I just said, you know what? Let me learn this. Let me take some time to learn this. Fine. It is what it is. And now it's a testimony for me, because I decided not to get in my feelings about how they introduced it to me and what they said. And because I had to learn about myself, I asked God to help me and to show me something. He showed me, and I had to dig into it. But I mean, today, you know, I mean, today I'm at $500,000 in crypto. So it's not bad. You know, and some people, you know, think that it's always a scam or a scheme, or, you know, just the mindset of people that don't take opportunities when they're introduced. That's like, you know, in the Bible, when the man was asking God to send a raft, he didn't send all kind of boats, rafts, ships, helicopters, everything. And he doesn't take, because he waiting on God. God ain't finna show up like that.
Wow. Sean, you know, you're touching on so many different things. Honestly, I really, and Aja, you know, you can let me know if you're feeling what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like we're going to have you back.
Oh yeah, I was feeling like we need to have her do a series. Like
we need to have her do a crypto gold currency trade. I mean, you know, some type of, because this is the thing. You hit on so many points that we all know to be true as entrepreneurs, as women in the industry who are out, who are about the business of, you know, creating wealth. It can be a challenge, especially when we're dealing with our people and when we're dealing with mindset and it just so many different things, people not trusting one another, thinking that everything is a scam, afraid, having the fear, not wanting to invest, but whatever the case might be, not feeling that it's enough opportunity. And you've touched on so many different things. I really want to be fair. I want to be fair to the audience and for those who actually have an interest to bring you back. Not that you're going to spill all the juice, because they're going to have to figure out how, if this is what they're interested in, how can they be down, right? So in closing, I want you to kind of give us your last thoughts. And then I want you to tell us how, if someone is interested, how can they contact you? Tell us about maybe a class that you're offering and how they can be down if this is something that they're interested in. And then I have to also make sure that it's okay, you know, that you come back. Is it okay with you, Sean Crosby, that you come back and join us at another time so that you can share a little bit more for our listening audience?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. I'm honored that you guys want me back, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, the more I teach, the more I learn. And so the more I give, the more I get. And so it's an even exchange. So absolutely.
Okay.
My final thoughts about this is, if I could say anything to anybody, it would be tonight, take some time to think about what it is that you want out of life. What does that look like? Whether it's a house, a home, traveling, a husband, kids. Imagine what that looks like and how you will feel if you had that perfect life. What does that perfect life look like? Take some time while you're imagining it. Imagine the details. Imagine traveling. Imagine, like, I want to do a hat line. I want to go to Italy, Europe. I want to bring back some of the exotic hats back. I take time and I imagine myself on those flights just excited about bringing back that hat. You know, like, we don't take time to, in that little girl and that little boy world that people think is play. But that imagination is so powerful.
Yes.
And I know it seems, you know, a little flaky, but God says, believe and or see and or have a vision and or imagine and or have faith. Like, all of those are... has all of those are the same thing, and we mix them up. You know, we think faith is just getting light bill paid. No, be the banker. I'm a banker. I wanted to be the lender and not the borrower. I charged God and said, hey, what does that feel like? What's that look like? And so now people come to me and they buy money from me. And I took myself there. I had to imagine myself being there. I practiced many emotions being there.
Wonderful.
And I would just say, at the end of the day, think about your future and what that looks like for you, and if nothing else, your children. You owe you to be the best that you can be. Some people are settling to be mediocre. They settling just to be whatever shows up. They living by default. I lived by default for so long, even from husbands to businesses to everything. I got whatever signed up for me, I signed up for it. But I never took time out to really just take some time to imagine, like, what did I want? What would make me happy? And I would just challenge the audience to take some time out. Like, whatever you're doing right now, just stop and close your eyes and think about whatever that is, that ultimate goal that you want, what that feel like going in and paying for it cash.
Mm. Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. So tell us how we can be in contact with you. Tell us about the classes that you offer, or whatever.
So you can go.
Yeah.
I'm Facebook heavy. One of my groups that I am currently building is Leaving Inheritance on Facebook, where we drop a lot of information about dipped cryptocurrency, the trading industry, credit, trade lines. Like, we're offering all kind of financial avenues and leaving inheritance. My name is Sean Crosby. I'm almost at 5,000, so I got to make room for new people. But right now, the best way to get involved with me would be Leaving Inheritance. And that's financial services on Facebook. My number is 773-544-2806. That's my cell phone number. Only serious inquiries. If you want to invest in the crypto world, if you want to invest in the US dollar world, if you want to be a banker, if you want to just get the educational platform. Everything is optional.
Now, Sean, you know your phone is getting ready to be blown up because this is a worldwide show, right?
It's okay. I'm ready.
You ready? We may have to delete this part out and add you a 1-800 number.
Well, I got a Google number, but at the end of the day, you know, right now my number has been public for a long time. So if people really want to, that number been 20 years and it's been on Facebook for 15. So, you know, I'm okay with that for now.
As long as you're ready. You know, I have a saying, and I say it often on this show, is when you hungry, you eat. You're hungry, H-U-N-G-R-Y, H-O-N-G-R-Y. Yeah, when you're hungry, you eat. So, hey, if the people are hungry and if Shauna's ready, and this is the thing, I did a show a couple of days ago, and I talked about, you know, teaching a man to fish opposed to giving him the fish. Oftentimes here. And I said, because when you give a man a fish, he's going to be hungry.
The next day. But if you teach him how to fish, he's going to eat for a lifetime.
That's right. So thank you.
And I don't want
you
coming back begging me. I want you to come back with a testimony.
Man, how about that? Eat on that. eat on that testimony. How about it? It has been absolutely wonderful.
I teach classes on the west side of Chicago, Sundays and Mondays. You definitely have to contact me before I give you the address. That's where we help with all areas of the financial industry.
Okay. How about an email address? Do you have an email address?
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Make it a little easier for souls.
Yes.
Or is the phone number sufficient?
The phone number is fine. The Facebook is fine. But my email address is holyhands, H-O-L-Y-H-A-N-Z as in zebra, @gmail.
Holyhands with a Z.
Yes.
H-O-L-Y-H-A-N-D-Z as in zebra @gmail.
No,
I like that. Holy hands on some golden opportunities. Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Sean Crosby, for joining us this evening for another episode of More Gold Investors. And we are signing off, and we look forward to you joining us the next time. Feel free to visit us at our Facebook page at More Gold Investors, as well as our YouTube page at More Gold Investors. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Peace. Bye.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.